A guided meditation on pain. Begin this meditation by noticing the posture that you're in. You may be sitting or lying down. Notice your body exactly as it is. Notice whether your breath is effortless or labored. Now, noticing where you feel your breath the most. It could be the tip of your nostrils, your chest expanding, or the rise and fall of the belly. Letting your attention go there, sense if you can release any tension that may be inhibiting the easy flow of breath. Closing your eyes and establishing a simple sense of presence. You might take a few very full breaths and then allow your breath to be natural. Now, allowing your awareness to scan through your body and, wherever possible, softening and releasing obvious areas of physical tension. Now, tuning into any sensations that are present to you in your body in this moment. Noticing if there are sensations of heaviness or lightness, pressure or weight. There might be a sense of vibration, pulsating, some movement, warmth or coolness. These sensations can be anywhere in your body. Noticing what's happening with curiosity and interest. Taking a breath, and as you breathe, relaxing as much as possible. Now, rather than the term pain, consider your experience as an unpleasant constellation of sensations. With this in mind, purposefully attend to the changing sensations of moment-to-moment experience. This means bringing a clear, allowing, investigative, kind presence to the unpleasant sensations and to the physical resistance around those that are most intense. How are you relating to pain? Is there a receptive presence? Is there interest and kindness? Or is there reactivity? Notice if you are pushing away the pain with either physical contracting or mental aversion. If you become aware of physical mental or emotional reactivity to the pain, then include that too in a kind, clear attention. There's no value in resisting or fighting aversion to pain. You can trust that your awareness itself will open you to a space of more balance and freedom. Ask yourself, how bad is it in this moment? Is it tolerable? Take each moment as it comes, instead of predicting how it will feel in the next moment. Often, it's the idea of the future that creates resistance. You might tell yourself, just this moment, or just these few moments. Or you might set a short limit, just these next 10 breaths, being with sensations. Then, if it's tolerable, move on to the next 10 breaths, and so on. Now, finding a place in the body where you feel neutral and or pleasant sensations, trying to go back and forth between the pain area and your chosen neutral area as a resource. You might consider unpleasant sensations as domain one, and neutral and pleasant sensations as domain two. Take some time to notice an area within your body that is not filled with unpleasant sensations, and establish a mindful presence in this domain two. Where in your body are the neutral or pleasant sensations you might resource? Naturally, you will be drawn to the unpleasant sensations. Simply notice that and arrive again in the domain of neutral or pleasant sensations. As you find some stability there, gradually explore with mindfulness the unpleasant sensations in domain one. Gradually explore unpleasant sensations. Gradually sense how staying connected with domain two, returning over and over, helps create more space and ease in relating with domain one. So, recognizing the area in your body that is neutral or has pleasant sensations and using it as a resource to move away from the pain, allowing your attention to leave and let go of the painful area. But at the same time, if your mind is drifting back, accepting that drifting back to the painful area, notice too if that painful area is changing any qualities. Perhaps the stabbing or tingling or constricting feelings have lessened some or shifted. Often pain moves in sort of a wave-like fashion and changes its character. But remember that you have neutral or pleasant areas in your body that you can resource. Now, also recognizing that pain hurts, allowing yourself to say, "This hurts," or "I am suffering," can elicit a softening and an opening for self-compassion. Embrace yourself as if you were a child needing only a comfortable, comforting hug. Self-compassion is so vital. Now, letting your breath be long, slow, and deep, and match the length of the in-breath and out-breath without pausing in between. Try to a count of four. In-breath, two, three, four. Out breath, one, two, three, four. This kind of directed breathing, called coherence breathing, calms the nervous system and can help you to relax with what's happening. So this has been resourcing with pain, simply moving one's attention away from the strong sensation to a pleasant or neutral area in the body, to something pleasant or neutral that is external to the body, or to an image, message, or memory that can give a sense of ease and safety. All these things will be helpful. This aids the sympathetic nervous system in helping the body to relax, and in a deep way, we realize that we are in a larger ocean and the pain is waves that pass. May you be safe, well, peaceful, and happy.